Welcome to the first ever Hillside Indie Scene. This is your host, Joe Chisholm. Greg Simpson of Mindbenders is going to be with us a little later in the studio. But first, one of the highlights of this year's Hillside Music Festival in Guelph was Mother Mother, and we have them live at IndieCan.
Hello, we're Mother Mother. This song is called Dirty Town.
Question for you, Ryan. How did you find your singing voice? What's your singing background? Because you've got a very deep speaking voice, of course, almost Elvis-like.
I crack sometimes. I think I'm still going through puberty, to be perfectly honest.
But where did you start singing?
Well, I don't know. It was never anything that I took too seriously or ever envisioned myself doing on a professional level. Or even, serious level. So, I mean, I kind of always was smitten with the idea of singing, growing up playing guitar in bands and seeing people sing and hold that fort was always like an attractive role in my eyes, but I didn't think I would end up doing it. And then I just fell into it. I started writing songs, and by virtue of writing songs, you have to sing them. So, and it progressed from there.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I started doing it sort of as something that I held in like a serious light 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And touch up. Let's talk about how long that's been out and how it's moving.
It's moving at a steady pace. It's not like this explosion that happened, I don't think. But I think it's a real good foot forward. And when was it out? It was February 2007, released in Canada, May 8th, mine and Molly's father's birthday. It was released in the United States. And it's like kind of amazing in some ways. Like it's just selling in the States like 100 discs a week, which is kind of weird because we're not down there very much. And we feel unknown there.
Yeah.
So we kind of feel unknown everywhere in a way just because it all feels like such a new thing. So any attention and any sales and any progression and evolution of the album feels positive for us, I think. But, yeah, it's not like were overnight sensations at
and,
this point.
And Last Gang Records, how did that relationship happen? Someone you knew, or they pursued you, or you pursued them? What happened there?
A bit of both. I mean, initially they pursued us, and then it kind of, the relationship sort of was dormant for a little while, and then we pursued them when we thought we were ready to actually, you know, present our music to a label.
Has anyone ever come up to you, any of you, and said, hey, you know, you sound just like blank?
Personally or the band?
The band.
We get all kinds of comparisons.
There's little just likes, yeah. And there's a lot of kind of likes.
Kind of likes.
Or a mix of.
Yeah. Mix of.
Yeah, or less.
I haven't heard anyone say you sound just like anybody.
Yeah.
Or is just fighting for something.
Fighting for something.
Fighting to like to find something.
Yeah.
To like.
Everybody's fighting for something, really.
Hopefully.
B-52s, that's actually an interesting common comparison, which I don't totally agree with. But I think people like to pin the co-ed aspect on other co-ed bands, even if they don't sound the same, even if we don't sound the same as in.
Yeah.
Because we're co-ed.
It's probably the quirkiness, too. When B-52 came out, they were another band that, well, this is different than everything else that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, you are too, right? I can see why they might go, I mean, grasping for something to compare you to, it's as good as anything.
Most people kind of qualify that statement that have said it to me, you know?
Like, yeah.
We know you don't sound just like them, but
yeah,
you kind of remind us of.
This one's called Touch Up.
Scraping my knees, dirt on my cheeks, not one
Okay, rapid fire questions for everyone. Just blurt out first thing that comes to mind. Music heroes.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jeff Buckley.
Oh, God.
Aretha Franklin.
I don't know.
Daniel Johnston.
And Daniel Johnston. You took mine.
Oh, God.
You got to be quick with this part of the
game. Frank
Black
for Ryan.
Frank Black.
Frank Black.
Okay, where the name Mother Mother came from?
Ryan.
Danzig.
Ian Danzig?
Danzig Danzig.
Oh, Danzig Danzig. It was already taken, so...
Yeah, we had to double it. Totally for legal reasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was like 10 things on the internet that you could find under the moniker Mother.
No kidding.
So they asked us to change it so that they wouldn't get sued.
Our original release was just Mother.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you feel like Mother Mother now? Is it like home for you?
Yeah, totally.
It worked.
Yeah, I actually kind of like it better.
Yeah.
Now, it's like a little more soft around the edges or something.
Playful, yeah.
Playful.
Playful indeed.
I guess soft around the edges isn't what we're going for.
Love handle that.
It's like a tart.
Yeah.
It's like precisely. A speech impediment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a stutter.
It's redundant.
Strangest thing you found about one of your co-band members from being on the road together?
Kenton sleeps with his legs crossed in the air.
And his eyes a little bit open sometimes. I noticed that the other day.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said something, he closed them. It's like he heard me, but he was sleeping. I know it.
Sounds like a cat.
A bit of a cat.
What did your parents want you to be when you grew up?
Happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Wow. You're a well-adjusted band. Yeah, oh, not everyone answered.
I didn't answer that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the music thing was, like, interesting, but... after sort of things became I didn't stop doing it and started playing in different projects and started actually touring with it and actually doing, you know, what could be thought of as playing respectable gigs, then the sort of respect support thing came to a different level.
Took a while for them to see it as a career choice.
Yeah, like I always got supported in it, but it, yeah, as a career choice, I think it was kind of like, well, it's not necessarily the best call.
But for the most part, for all of you, pretty supportive.
My parents are hugely supportive. They've told me since I was quite young that they plan on retiring on my riches and flying around the world to see me play shows. So it's a little bit of pressure, but you know.
How old are they? It depends. How many years you got?
Yeah, they're pretty young. I got some time.
What's the coolest place you've seen on the road so far? Some place that really stands out for you where, wow, I'd come back here.
New York.
Obviously. I go back to Santa Barbara.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was kind of like Eden there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the ice fields driving to Jasper.
Yeah, that's
that was incredible.
Beautiful too.
In the winter. It was amazing.
Yeah. I didn't really go back.
Amsterdam.
It was cold
Amsterdam.
And windy.
But that wasn't with this band. But that's what I wanted to
do. That wasn't with this band, but you're going back. Might as well bring them with you.
Yeah, totally.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mother Mother. Get out to see them because, wow, what a cool show and what great music. I mean, you really bring something refreshing to the musical landscape. And
thanks,
you know,
Joe.
Go
thank
Mother,
you.
Mother,
thank
go.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Mr. Jism.
Heart heavy, well, heart heavy. When I-
is Molly Goldemond from Mother Mother, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
That I see. Hi, this is Greg Simpson from Mindbenders Music, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Festival, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Happy Hillside, Danielle. Nice set.
Thank you
very
much.
Was that kind of always a dream? Like, you've been here before, right?
Yeah, it was definitely always something that I had to do, for sure.
And happy birthday, too.
Thanks.
That's a heck of a way to spend your birthday.
Yeah, it definitely is. When I found out that we were actually playing on my birthday, I was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
And what else have you liked at Hillside so far?
Well, I love the Golden Dogs. We saw the Golden Dogs.
Oh, you hadn't seen them before?
I'd seen them in Toronto.
Yeah?
Before. Yeah.
North by Northeast?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they're something else, eh?
Yeah, but there's been a ton of great music, good workshops. And
on your record, you do a Grease song.
Yeah.
Of all the songs in all the world, how did Grease get into your set and onto your record? And also, how did it become kind of a ragtimey, bluesy kind of rendition?
Well, if I knew the answer to that question, I'd be really excited too. I don't know, I was just sitting at home one day and I was thinking about a certain, you know, love situation, and just felt really, I have no answer, it just came out. I was sitting with my acoustic guitar and just those chords came. I didn't even listen to the original song, I just found the lyrics and just started singing it. It's just something that happened that spurred it on, I guess.
Yeah, it was just an emotional thing, boom,
yeah.
And it was sort of a tic-tac-toe thing, and there it was.
And it was just the feeling of how I was feeling that day, that's the kind of music I felt like playing.
So you didn't want to be Olivia Newton-John when you were a young kid.
Hey, I love Olivia Newton-John. Don't get me wrong, but it was just my take on it, I guess. Yeah.
And how did your band come together? They seem to love playing behind you.
Yeah, well, we really play as a band, really. I mean, they're great. Mike Warren and Simon are great players, and it takes a lot to feel comfortable playing with certain people and feeling, you know, that you can trust them musically and that they can trust me, and
yeah.
I feel like I can play whatever I want and not feel like a fool around them. So.
Right, yeah, they got your back, right?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Can trust them.
Yeah.
And how's your record being received? We loved it.
Yeah.
What other comments are you getting from it?
Oh, I mean, we're on maplemusic.com. We have an online store there, which is great.
Does that mean the end of day jobs?
No.
Not yet.
Definitely not. But I love my day jobs. But
anyways,
we'd love to get on the road and do all kinds of crazy festivals. So the band came together just as friends, meeting friends, and we just started talking and it just happened. So
yeah.
I'm blessed.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot now. We're going to go to one of your songs off the CD.
Okay.
Pick one for us and tell us the backstory to it.
Okay. Up Above, I guess.
Okay.
Up Above is the first song on the EP, actually. And I wrote that song in the Wurlitzer, and when we recorded it live, it was totally new, and everybody just were playing it really for the first few times, and it was just a really crazy moment in the studio where it was like that quintessential moment of let's hope nobody makes a mistake because this one feels really good. And so we accomplished it and we all kind of like fell to the floor and tears came to the eyes and all that kind of stuff. But it's really about just being positive and just pushing through and just doing, you know, just having people that believe in you around you, and that's so important.
Yeah. So. Well, fabulous. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. all the things I say can't take this pain away. And all that I do, I can't forget you. With every single day, this pain will go away. And everything I do, I can't forget you. All the things I say can't take this pain away. And all that I do, I can't forget you. With every single day, this pain will go away. And everything I do, I can't forget you. Every time you try to tell me get the fuck away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Every word we say between us has to turn to hate, if you never leave I can't forget you. Forget you. All the pills I take, they kill me more each day. Cause all that I do, I can't forget you. If only I could change and you just stayed the same. Cause all that I do, I can't forget you. These pictures will not fade, I tore them up today. Don't want them in my room, I can't forget you. Every time you try to tell me get the fuck away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Every word we say between us has to turn to hate, if you never leave I can't forget you. And every single day pain won't go away, I can't forget you. Every time you try to keep me here, run away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Take this pain away, and all that I do, I can't forget you. With every single day, this pain will go away, and everything I do, I can't forget you. These pictures will not fade, I tore them up today, I don't want them in my room. I can't forget you. Every time you try to tell me get the fuck away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Every word we say between us has to turn to hate, if you never leave I can't forget you. And every single day pain won't go away, I can't forget you. Every time you try to keep me here, run away, if you never leave I can't forget you. Can't forget you.
That's My Darkest Days. They were one of the bands on the lineup at Wakestock, which happened the same weekend, or at least the Toronto segment of it was the same weekend as Hillside, so I couldn't be there. Greg Simpson was there. He's going to talk to us a little bit, and because we couldn't be there, we'll have Greg. This will be an interview I had with him back in North by Northeast, and we were talking about music festivals in general. So stay put. That'll be interesting. What else did we hear in that set? We heard Down With The Butterfly, a great band from Halifax. Once Just is a prairie band, and they are on Joey Keithley's label. If you're playing IndieCan Connect the Dots, you'll remember him from our DOA and Canadian Punk Rock interview a few episodes back. And they're traveling. If you're in Ontario, Quebec, you'll have a chance to see them. That was a song called Spin It. And we opened up with Eden Ants with the song Catcalling off of their new EP. Eden Ants is responsible for Pop With Brains, which I think is one of the greatest monthly music showcases in Toronto. They do a great job with that. So check out their website to find out more. Now, let's talk about Hillside. I've got the program in front of me here. In the background, you're actually listening to some music from one of the workshops. One of the great things they do there is they mix up bands. They'll put Blackie and the Rodeo Kings with Ron Sexsmith and a couple of local artists all up on the stage together and just say, go for it. They might give them a theme, they might not. And you get magical moments there. There's a number of write-ups about that on www.indycan.com. What we're actually listening to in the background now is Tana Simpson, and she's on stage with Yah Yosef, who is from Africa, Sam Turton, who's a local, who's just fabulous. We'll be hearing more about him. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings were up on stage there too. Ron Sexsmith, that was just fabulous. Those workshops are absolutely great. Some of the acts that were there, Immaculate Machine was there, as well as Mother Mother from the West Coast. From the East Coast, 2 Hour Traffic, In-Flight Safety was there, The Deers from Montreal, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, as I mentioned. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Hillside sells out before people even know what the lineup is, because they have such a reputation of having such a great festival. So mark that on your calendars for next year, and maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones to get in. They've got a spoken word stage. Oh, Crystal Mullen was there, and just, it was a fabulous festival. It's great for kids. It's great camping. Okay, enough with that. Enough with me, and on to the music. We're going to Jim Armstrong, and this is an artist I've seen in Toronto many, many times. I just love all of his work. I was agonizing over what to play, and this song is Tomorrow Will Be Grand. On deck, Rob Sabo, who I've been looking forward to getting to you listeners. His new CD is fabulous. It comes with a DVD of a few videos, and check that out. It looks great. And then we'll hear from Greg.
Hands on the steering wheel.
Ryan Goldemond from Mother Mother, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
I'll do anything that you want. Ask my mother, I'm a good son. Just had some trouble when I was young. Swear to God I might not grow up. Things are going good at my job. I'm working hard, I pull my socks up. I'm coming home right after I get off. Swear to God I might not keep it up. But then sometimes it feels like a compromise. And then sometimes I'm afraid you'll leave me. What about that winter weekend? No, I shouldn't have been driving it. I didn't know the ice was that thin. Man, he's lucky we got out to him. Don't remind me about last night. No, I really shouldn't have hit that guy. But he was looking at you with those eyes. Man, he's lucky he got out alive. But then sometimes it feels like a compromise. And then sometimes I wish you'd just leave me alone. Then baby I'd go.
North by Northeast, we have Greg from Mindbenders, schmoozing and perusing. Now, what do you see as the big difference between Canadian Music Week and North by Northeast?
Well, Canadian Music Week, which as you, in the interest of full disclosure, I should say I also work for Canadian Music Week. Canadian Music Week is an executive level conference, and the North by Northeast conference, even though there's overlap, North by Northeast Conference is more a street-level conference, you know, for musicians and so on. We both present ourselves in much the same way with music festivals. And as I was just commenting to you, the great advantage that North by Northeast has in their music festival, because in many cases the bands are the same, is that you can walk from venue to venue.
The weather.
Yes, you can walk from venue to venue. It's not in March.
Yeah.
And you know, I remember a couple of years ago being down here. It took me an hour to get from one bar to another, and there was only 200 yards separating them. You know, simply because the sidewalk cafes are open. You see people you know. You have to chat.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, 90% of this business is social anyways.
That's right.
So, you know, it's a great place to schmooze here.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're going out to see the bands.
Yeah, fabulous. But, yeah, it is. Sometimes you spend, you know, you have this whole list of bands, and you spend most of the night outside on the sidewalk.
Yep. Well, at Canadian Music Week, too, because I'm working, I never get a chance to get out other than to see clients.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a lot more relaxed for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Right?
I do, you know, 20-hour days at CMW. So.
Now, who are you working with client-wise?
Is right it now, I'm most excited right now about a group from, an artist from Quebec City named Pascal Picard. She sings in English.
Yep.
But she is Francophone. She's got an incredible band. I'm down here today to see them play at the Alma Combo tonight. And they played the Feldman's party yesterday until the rain drove them away.
Yeah, the apocalypse.
Oh, it was heavy.
It was quite a day, yeah.
I'm working with the Carpet Frogs, who are long-standing clients.
Yeah.
About to start work on a great band from Ottawa called Tim's Myth.
Tim's Myth. I saw them on the lineup.
Tim was at the Feldman's party yesterday.
Yeah.
His mohawk got deflated by the rain. there's a new dance pop artist from Halifax that I'm starting to work with called Nadira.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my summer, quite honestly, will be focused on Wakestock, which comes up in a few weeks.
Oh, you're involved with Wakestock?
Year.
Okay.
And beyond that, I'm going out west to my high school reunion.
Oh, where did you grow up?
Yeah, there's only seven of us who have lived this long, so it'll be a small gathering.
Where did you grow up?
Victoria, B.C.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I always like to get home, so it's going to be a good summer. I'm also going to the Radio Conclave in Minneapolis at the end of this month. So.
Now, back to Wakestock. Are you involved in the selection process for the bands?
No, I live on site in a utility trailer and handle all logistics of keeping track of all the equipment, all personnel. They call me the Communications Center Director.
Mm-hmm.
And it just means that everything radiates from this spot that I work from.
Right.
And it's great. Great 2 weeks if you can handle not having a shower that long. It's wonderful.
It's got a cooler, though.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
And I work with a lot of young kids who are really fun to work with.
Yeah, too, it's a good energy.
They're not musicians.
Yeah.
They're wakeboarders, they're skateboarders, they're motorbike riders, they're crazy people.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you busy beyond belief, or are you looking for new artists to work with?
I'm always looking for new artists to work
with.
What's
the process, and what's your limitation? What would be your sort of perfect CD to come in the door?
Anything that turns me on.
Okay.
I'm egotistical enough to assume that if it turns me on, I can convince other people that it will turn them on.
Okay.
I turn down more clients than I accept.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is frustrating sometimes.
Bastard,
well, when you're, you know, when
you're
working freelance.
You don't want to waste your time.
It's not my time, it's my reputation.
You're right, exactly.
You know?
You've got all these people who, you want them to return your call because
they
know that you've got
You never
want
to be
something.
Thought of as Mind Benders, the company that works records that don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can be convinced, not by money, but by, people can work me on their records as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have changed my mind about some records, but my natural reaction is to say, first of all, this is going to cost you money. Are you prepared for disappointment?
Yeah.
Because no matter how hard you work a record, I mean, if you compare it to the old template of the majors working seven or eight records at a time.
Yeah.
With luck, one of those seven or eight records might have gotten some attention.
Right.
Most of them get ignored. I'm working independent artists who are not touring the country.
Yeah.
I don't have a person in Vancouver or Winnipeg or Nova Scotia to actually physically visit the radio stations.
Right. It's just your
a lot of things
call,
against
your email.
It. It's my relationships with the radio guys that makes a difference. The clients I do take on, I honestly do believe in, So if I'm going to radio with a record, they know that I'm not just phoning to waste their time. I'm phoning because I got a project I like.
Well, keep fighting the good fight.
I always will. If you don't come at it from a straight and honest point of view, then you don't deserve to be in this business. So.
Thanks to the many organizers of Hillside. Thanks for having IndyCan there. Thanks to the 1,000 volunteers that make it happen. We're going to finish the show with a band called Sterling. Hope you like it. See you next week. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an Indie Can Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.